From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Shamrock Road has reopened this morning after a serious car crash left one person in the hospital. Just before 5:50 a.m. today, emergency services were called out to a report of a vehicle collision along Shamrock Road near Woodland Drive, where a person was knocked down. The person was taken by ambulance to the Cayman Islands Hospital for treatment and is believed to be in serious condition at this time. As a result of the crash, the road was closed to traffic but has since reopened. The closure caused some delays this morning for local students. Mark Ray is with the Ministry of Education.
Due to an early morning accident in the Savannah area, bus pickup from home and drop off to government schools was delayed. The accident involved private vehicles and no students were impacted. Schools were advised of the delays and have adjusted their operations accordingly.
That's Head of Business Services at the Department of Education Services, Mark Ray. As the holidays head this way, government's environmental task force is continuing to tackle an ever-present problem in Cayman, derelict vehicles. Director of the Department of Environmental Health, Richard Sims, says the public needs to be aware of their responsibilities when they no longer have use for their vehicle. He says a big problem is transient workers who buy a car for while they're here and then just dump it on the side of the road when they leave the island. Or even worse, they sell the car, get the cash, and then never transfer ownership.
And so on, that goes on for a little while, and then it becomes, well, this person owns it for a little bit, drive it for a bit, and then they park it. Either in some neighborhood, some back street down, and then we have to turn around and deal with it.
Since the task force was put together in August, they removed 352 derelict vehicles. In other local news, music lovers, you're invited to head to the Georgetown Public Library tonight as Cayman Arts Festival hosts Music at the Library. Festival's executive director, Marius Gaina.
Tonight, it's Thanksgiving Day, so we would like to bring something nice to the public. That's why we invited some of our best students to perform. We have some surprises, and they practice a lot. We have some students that they have tuition with a teacher from Israel, and that teacher said that they are ready for a concert. So we did our best to set up everything in a very short amount of time, and to expose them to the public with their new pieces.
It all happens tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Georgetown Public Library. Tickets will be sold at the door, $20 for adults and $5 for students. Turning to regional news now, in Jamaica, the total number of COVID-19 cases rose to 10,541 after 53 new cases were recorded over the last 24 hours. The country's death toll also increased to 248 following the death of a 75-year-old man from St. James. According to Jamaica's Ministry of Health and Wellness, of the newly reported cases there were 25 males and 28 females with ages ranging from 5 to 87 years. The country also recorded 98 recoveries, bringing the total number of recoveries to 5,721. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News. A court in Turkey has sentenced more than 300 people to life imprisonment over the attempted coup in 2016. Almost 500 people were facing charges, some of them in absentia. The US-based cleric Fethullah Gulen is among the latter group. He denies the charges. Thousands of people have been paying their last respects to the legendary footballer Diego Maradona, who is lying in state in the Argentine presidential palace in Buenos Aires. The country is observing 3 days of mourning. Ethiopia says it's distributing aid to people displaced by its offensive in the northern province of Tigray. It's also set up what it called a humanitarian corridor though the UN says it's not been approached. Government troops are carrying out what's being described as the final operation against the rebel leadership in Tigray. Germany says it's unlikely to ease its coronavirus restrictions further for the Christmas period. It's allowing groups of up to 10 to meet up during the holiday season, but Chancellor Merkel said people should think hard before using the opportunity. Reports from France say 4 teenagers are being investigated in connection with the murder of the teacher Samuel Paty. 3 are said to have pointed Mr. Paty out to the Islamist killer who had paid them. The 4th is the daughter of a man accused of organising a hate campaign against him. BBC News.